You say you did 6-year apprenticeship, Les. What happened at the end of that? Did you get a chance to stay on? Because I think in some places you had to leave and possibly then get a job somewhere else and then come back. But did you stay on?
Well, yeah. What you just said is referred to as being a journeyman. Now then, when you finish your apprenticeship, you became a journeyman, which meant to say that in a lot of cases, you weren't. Some in cases you'd be kept on, other cases you would have to leave and go on to your journey in life to progress and maybe offered a job back, you know, it just depended. Yeah. But in my case, I stayed until 1950, and in 1950 I was getting married. Now, inasmuch as I was getting married, I certainly did not want to carry on what I'd been doing for many years then, all the time I'd worked there, was a fortnight about day shift a night shift. Now then, in the early days, when you were 16, you could not be compelled to work night shift. But because you could have the chance of a better quality machine, you would volunteer to work the night shift because you could move from a machine that wasn't very good onto a machine that was of better quality. So you would certainly go on, and we went on nights at 16 years of age, fortnight about, until I left.
So you stayed on, must have stayed on about another 3 years, was it, something like that, after your apprenticeship ended?
Yes, yeah, something like that. And, of course, the foreman at that time was Percy Taylor, Chudder, as they called him. Nice guy, Chudder. Very often used to pick me up and take me into work. And he was a nice guy. And when I told him I wanted to leave, he said, no, he said, I'll never employ you back if you leave. No, I don't want you to go. I want you to stay. I said, I'm sorry, Percy, but I'm getting married and I need to a day job, so I'm sorry I'm having to leave. But it did upset Percy a little bit because it'd been all right.
Where did you go when you left Fieldings, Les? You mentioned you went down to the Wagon Works, I believe. How long did you stay there?
I stayed there until they closed in June 1984. And I moved through. I went to the machine shop, first of all, and was very, very unhappy to start with. Then a fellow who worked in the machine shop says, Les, they got a job in the tool room that they can't get finished. I don't know if you'd be interested in sort of talking about it. So I saw the foreman of the machine shop, who was also in charge of the tool room, by the way, and he said, oh, could you do it? It was actually, a buffer that needed a thread on the end, and the people in the tool room just weren't interested in doing the work. So I went into the tool room, whipped the guard off the end of the machine, changed the change wheels, and the guy, who was, by the way, an ex-Fieldings man, Bill Brick, I don't suppose you would know that, but he had worked at Fieldings, done his time at Fieldings, he said, hey, kid, can you do change wheels? I said, of course I can do change wheels. And from there, I never looked back. I became the tool room charge, and I said, oh, no, there's other people here older than me who should be doing this job. They said, no, we want you to do it. And so from there, I never looked back. I became the charge and foreman of the machine shop and ended up works manager.